My guest at this time is Virgil Good. He's a former member of Congress, originally elected as a Democrat. Then he left the Democratic Party, later became a Republican, and now he's fed up with both parties and is the nominee for the Constitution Party for President of the United States. He joins me now to explain why he's running, why both of the more traditional parties are unacceptable, and what he would do if elected. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. We need to focus on several issues. For example, we need a balanced budget now, not 5 to 10 years in the future. The Obama budget was $1.3 trillion in deficit. The budget passed by the Republicans in the House is over $600 billion in deficit. When you have a debt of $15 trillion, we can't afford such high deficits. We've got to have the courage to cut now. Secondly, jobs is a key issue in this country. Neither President Obama nor likely Republican nominee Mitt Romney are willing to adopt my position of a nearly complete moratorium on green card admissions to the United States. There would be minor exceptions such as fiancé visas and someone that could do a job that no one else in the United States could do or could not be trained to do. Last year, we allowed 1.2 million green card holders into the United States. Of that number, between two-thirds and three-fourths entered the workforce competing with American citizens. When we have unemployment between 8 and 9%, we cannot afford to allow so many green carders into the United States. We should be preserving American jobs for American citizens first. And my position on that issue is quite distinct from either that of President Obama or likely Republican nominee Mitt Romney. I also favor term limits. If I'm elected, I will serve only one term as president. I think that would make for greater harmony in Washington, and it would remove to some extent the incentive for gotcha politics that is played by both sides. Lastly, I'm not taking big money donations. We've seen President Obama make trips to Hollywood, New York, to tap Wall Street. Mitt Romney is tapping Wall Street. I am a grassroots candidate that is limiting individual donations to $200 per person and not accepting any PAC money. The only thing that I'm taking over $200 is some personal contributions and some leftover campaign funds from a past congressional race. Grassroots Americans deserve a president that's not been contributed to so heavily by big money all across the United States. I will be a grassroots president, and that's what we need at this time in America's history.
Let's talk about some of the issues you've already raised, sir. Number one, in terms of debt and deficit spending, you mentioned that you believe we need to be more aggressive, certainly, than the president's been, but also that even congressional Republicans are proposing. You obviously have seen the horrified reaction of a lot of people to what you would consider the minor cuts of the Republicans. So how would you work with a Congress that's clearly skittish about some of the types of cuts that you're clearly talking about here?
Well, I would submit a balanced budget if elected president, and it would be painful, and that would be a battle with Congress, and we'd have to go back and forth. But the drawing line should be a balanced budget now. Under President Obama, the debt has soared by $5 trillion. If we don't take tough measures now, we're going to end up like Greece or perhaps Spain. We are headed in the wrong direction. We can't afford to go over the cliff.
Some of the biggest drivers of our debt are entitlements. Any specifics on Medicare in particular, but also Social Security?
We've got to focus on discretionary spending, social services programs, For example, I would have a moratorium on new food stamp issuances. I would make sure that no illegals and recent immigrants don't get food stamps. We have a number of other areas, such as foreign aid, which is growing dramatically under President Obama and grew significantly under President Bush. My efforts in Congress to stop that were in vain, as the majority voted for that. We also have to cut defense spending. The recent Republican legislation in the House dealing with the budget actually increased defense spending. I want a strong national defense, but predicated upon a healthy economy in the United States. We can't afford an expanding national defense at this time. Regrettably, the president has had his stimulus legislation and has spent and spent and spent, and we've got to rein in the credit card. Otherwise, we won't have any funds to pay future benefits for those that are serving right now.
Let's talk a little bit more about jobs. You mentioned how freezing new green card issuances, except in special circumstances, would create more job opportunities for the American people. What other policies would you pursue to get businesses hiring again?
We need to reduce regulations and have a more repeal Obamacare. Obamacare is probably the biggest hindrance for small businesses to hire someone. They don't know which way to turn. If we hire additional people, what penalties will we have to pay? What will be the health care costs on this company? We're going in it's the wrong direction. We need to just repeal Obamacare. There were a few provisions had positive aspects. They could be looked at. But the best stimulus for small business would be to repeal Obamacare.
Couple more questions in our remaining time with Constitution Party presidential nominee Virgil Goode. And, sir, one of the things I'm sure you hear a lot from, especially from worried Republicans probably, is that you're to the right probably of Mitt Romney, and therefore you're in this race, and the only thing that you can accomplish, they might say, is to siphon votes away from Romney, and that means you're helping President Obama get reelected. How do you respond to that?
We're going to get a lot of votes from dissatisfied Democrats. Virginia, for example, is next to West Virginia. An unknown got 40% of the Democratic vote in West Virginia. They are looking for someone like myself who is strong for the United States, for ending illegal immigration, greatly reducing legal immigration, for jobs first in America, and having policies where citizenship counts for something. Obama and Romney, for example, support, they're unwilling to work for legislation to do away with automatic birthright citizenship. They support automatic birthright citizenship. I do not. I support either legislation or a constitutional amendment that would block the children of illegals from being automatic citizens in this country. That's a huge drain on the economy. Food stamps, Medicaid, public assistance, and housing go to the parents of illegals when the illegal is when the child is born in the United States under a current automatic birthright citizenship. That's a way to cut expenditures. Another way that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats will address is persons come into this country and work in, and they have relatives in Mexico, and they get a TIN form, and then they get a tax deduction for that, and they get a credit for that. It's absurd. We shouldn't be allowing credits and deductions for persons in other countries like that. That is a $4.2 billion drain on the tax revenues every year, but yet neither the Republicans or the Democrats want to address that matter because they are scared of political correctness.
Lastly, sir, where can folks find your website?
GoodeForPresident2012.com.
GoodeForPresident2012.com. That's G-O-O-D-E for President2012.com. Sir, thank you very much for your time.
And thank you, sir.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.